Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord on today. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Amen, Jesus. We do honor the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise on today for this time, for this hour.
Amen. Truly, entry and exit tones are off.
Good to us. Amen. He's good to us. And for this, we owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord. We're grateful to the Lord for all that he's done. We're grateful to the Lord for his goodness. We're grateful to him for his grace on tonight. Grateful for his loving kindness, all of his tender mercies. Amen, Jesus. We are just grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Our hearts are made glad. Our hearts are made so glad on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Our hearts are so glad on tonight. Amen. We're just grateful. Amen, for all that he's done. Amen. Truly, the Lord has done us well. The Lord has done us well. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Done us well. And for this, we're so grateful. Just grateful to him for those things that he's done in us, those things he's done in the earth. Amen, Jesus. We're just grateful. We're just grateful. We're just grateful. Amen. While our guests are continuing to come in, we're just grateful. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We ask that you just bear with us for a little while. Amen. While our guests are continuing to come in, amen, Jesus. Amen. So we are grateful. Amen. We are grateful for all that he's done. As we said, truly the Lord has done us well. Amen. I don't know about you people of God, but I just feel like, amen, Jesus, today feels like Friday. I know we just passed the weekend, but today feels like Friday. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but it's a very, very unusual kind of day. Amen. But we do bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him honor. Amen. On tonight, glory be to God. We, again, are just so grateful for all that the Lord is doing in us, through us, with us. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Amen. For all that he is doing. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Tonight, people of God, amen, we're going to be stepping away, amen, for just a minute. And we're going to have our co-host to cover the line for us. Amen. For just a little while. Amen, Jesus. And we're going to ask Minister Emmanuel if he would, amen, come to the platform, if he would, amen. We're going to step away for a minute, but we'll certainly be back. Amen. God bless you. So receive him on tonight, amen, with a hearty, hearty, hearty amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Francis Bradley. Amen. God bless you to all the people of God. Amen. Whether through telephone or whether through the radio, blog, talk. Amen. We welcome you, amen, to, amen, the presence of the Lord once again. Amen. Tonight we are just looking to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. And as the preliminaries have first stated, we are going to bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network once again. We thank God for each and every one of you that have taken time out of your day, your schedule, amen, to come and join us tonight. Amen. And truly we know that God, amen, has something in store for us. Amen. How about you? I want everything that God has for me. Amen. Everything that God promised me, amen, I do want it tonight. Amen. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. We hope that you, amen, have sent out your text, amen, to let someone know that we are on live, that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. We bring you greetings once again. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. We just give God all the praise, all the glory. We're just filling in, so we're just trying to pick up. Amen. We're just picking up. And I want you to know that this broadcast is recorded live, and you can get a copy of tonight's broadcast. At the end of the program, we will give you two numbers where you can text and receive, and then to request a copy to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. So we just give God praise. We give God glory. We thank God for our speaker that we have on tonight. Amen. We're going to ask our speaker, if you would, push *6, come on over to the platform side so we can get you positioned. Amen. And after the prayer, amen, we can get you, amen, over, amen, onto the platform. Amen. But we just give God praise. Amen. Want you, amen, to know, amen, that, amen, we are recording live once again. We are recording live. And we just thank God for all things. We're going to go into prayer. Amen. We're going to go into prayer. So we're just trying to make sure we got everything covered tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to just bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And once again, amen, while we're trying to get situated, we hope that you have your, amen, hope you have requested, sent text out, amen, and requested your people, your family members, coworkers, to join you tonight on the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want, amen, people to come on in and to be able to get a word from the Lord. Amen. Because truly we know that God, he does have a word. Amen. In store for us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We just thank God for all things. And also, we would like to say we welcome our Radio Talk, amen, listeners. Amen. Amen. Our Radio Talk listeners, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God for you coming in. Amen. And being with us tonight. Amen. We know that this gospel is reaching all around the world. Amen. It's reaching, amen, further than where we can go. And that's the good part about God. Amen. And prayer. Prayer can go where we can't go. Amen. Prayer can reach where we can't reach. Amen. So, amen. We welcome, amen, the Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. I believe, amen, it's reaching all the way to China, Canada, Brazil, the UK, Tortella. Amen. Even not saw her Bahamas. Amen. So the word of God is going out. Amen. And that's what we want. We want the word of God to reach everyone in every place. Amen. Because we have a charge, we have a job to do, and that is to spread the word of God. Amen. So we just give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. Amen. We're trying to make sure we have all our preliminaries out the way. Amen. And also, amen, we want you to know, amen, that, amen, you too can, amen, be able to, amen, sow into the ministry, and we'll give you all the information. Amen. At the end of the broadcast, we'll give you all the information where you can sow into the ministry and where you can also correspond, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen, I think we pretty much got everything thus far. Amen. We're going to soon be ready to go into prayer. Amen. I want you to bear with us. Amen. We're filming. We're trying to get our speaker on. Amen. The broadcast side. Glory to God. And amen. Amen. Soon be going on. Amen. To hear, amen, what the Lord, amen, is going to do for us in this hour. Glory to God. I'm ye the old, I need thee, yeah. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yeah. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I go to thee. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
the recording
Lord,
started.
Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for being God. Father God, we realize without you we could do nothing, but with you we can do all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that you will stretch out your hand. Father God, reach down from heaven tonight and touch us right where we are tonight. Oh, God, you know every need tonight. You know every desire, God. You know what we come, amen, in need of tonight. We pray that you will grant it according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory. Father God, we just thank you for all things. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, we lift our hands towards heaven. We say yes, yes to your will. Oh, God, not our will, but we pray that your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise for another day that you allowed us to see. Realize you didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh, God, you've been mighty good to us. You've been better to us than we ever been to ourselves. We can't make it by ourselves, but we need you. We are dependent on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray that you will forgive our sins. Father God, we pray that you will blot out our iniquities. Oh, God, wash us in the precious blood of the Lamb, creating us a clean heart. And renew the right spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, transform our minds. Transform us day by day, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make us to be that new creature in Christ. You said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, wash us tonight. Oh, God, sanctify us tonight. Oh, God, help us to do thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus. We need you tonight, God. One touch from you will make everything all right. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your spirit, God. Move in signs and wonders, God. Let your will be done, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, save the unsaved. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Reclaim backsliders this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, oh, God, don't do it without us. Oh, God, we want to be a part of the move, God. We want to be part of your plan, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, stir up the gift that's within us. Stir up our pit minds, God. Oh, God, put running in our feet. Put clapping in our hands. Put a praise down in our soul. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you tonight. Oh, God, we need you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we realize how weak we are, but you are strong, God. We pray that you be our strength tonight, God. Oh, God, strengthen us on every hand. Strengthen us where we're weak tonight, Father. Build us up, we're torn down. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless this network tonight. Bless this ministry, God. Oh, God, bless the Prayer News Network, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let it go on out. Let it reach the lost souls, God. Let it strengthen your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, test somebody tonight. Test somebody's heart through your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, work on us, God. Make us all over again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we desire to do your will, Father. Oh, God, not our will, but let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, we got another yes, Lord. Down in our spirit tonight, we got another praise. Way down in our souls, in the name of Jesus. Help us to bless you at all times. And your praise shall be in our mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on the sick and the shut-in. Look on those that are afflicted tonight. Those that are ailing in their body. We pray that you will touch them tonight. Make them everywhere whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's not your will that we be sick tonight. It's not your will that we perish tonight. But it is your will that we may have life and have it more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you tonight because you first loved us. We love you because you loved us first. We can do nothing, nothing without you, God. We're leaning and depending on you. Oh, God, see us through. Take us through our tests. Take us through our trials. Help us to stand. Help us to hold out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, fight every battle tonight. Plead every cause tonight. Work it out, Jesus. Every problem. problem tonight. Huh? Every situation, we want you to work it out. You can do it. You can do it tonight. There is nothing too hard for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on those tonight that are still battling with COVID-19, that are battling in their body. We pray that you send your angel, send your angel down to minister to their spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, be healed tonight. Be healed tonight. Be delivered tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you can do it. According to your will. We know it's your will that we may prosper and be in good health, even as our souls are prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, take us through. Help us to be all that you called us to be. Any last and evil days. Oh, God, look on our leaders, oh, God. Look on our visionary, our fellows of this life. Look on Baptist and their Friday tonight. Oh, God, continue to strip the head of her weight, even in her life, God. Oh, God, use her for your glory. Oh, God, anoint her, God. Oh, God, to do thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless every advisor tonight. Oh, God, that's assigned to this life. Oh, God, that's assigned to this work. We pray that you bless their hands, God. Whatever they put their hands to, God, we pray that it may prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on every speaker, God, that has come forth and yet to come. We pray that you anoint them, God, to declare your word. Oh, God, let your word go out. Oh, God, let your sound go out tonight. Let it draw somebody up to repentance in the mighty name of Jesus. Help somebody to find their way back home. Oh, God, look on that boy, look on that girl. Look on that man, that woman tonight. That have gone astray. We pray right now that you give them hope. Oh, God, give them hope in the time of trouble, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the sick and the shut in. Remember those that are in the hospital, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go into the jailhouse tonight. Oh, God, look on those that are incarcerated. Look on those that are in bonds tonight. We pray, oh, God, that you save them. We pray that you will deliver them, Father, according to your will, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, go to the hospital, God. Oh, God, go all around, Jesus. Whatever the need is tonight, God, we pray that you will meet the need in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, make a way, Father, no way. Somebody needs you for one thing. Oh, God, somebody else needs you for another. But, God, we pray that you will make the way. Open up the door, God. Provide somebody tonight. Look on those, oh, God, that may be homeless, that may not have a place to lay their head tonight. A place to call home. We pray that you will bless them, God, even with a roof over their head. Oh, God, put food on the table. Put clothes on their back. Put shoes on their feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, you provide tonight. You make the way, God, where there seems to be no way. You do the impossible tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you. We trust you, God. Oh, God, comfort your people tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you will comfort your people. Oh, God, let them know that everything is all right. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise that's due unto your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, our shepherd and our redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Come on and bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Come on and bless the Lord tonight. Amen. For he is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Amen. We serve a mighty good God tonight, a God that can do all things. There is nothing impossible with God. Amen. With men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. So tonight, we just give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. Tonight, amen, we have a speaker. Amen. Go come, amen, for us tonight. Amen. He has been with us from time to time. Amen. Tonight he's back. Amen. To declare the word of God. Amen. And I hope he's on the platform. Amen. So, amen, tonight, amen, we want to yield the platform to Pastor Kenneth Jones from Rivers of Living Water 42, Jackson, Alabama. Once again, amen, Pastor Kenneth Jones from Rivers of Living Waters, number 42, Jackson, Alabama. Amen. We'll come tonight, amen, and bring our focus word. Amen. Let's open up our hearts and our minds to receive the man of God at this time. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're tonight, man, to be here tonight. We're grateful, amen, to share, amen, the word of God. We're thankful for the man of God, amen, an awesome prayer unto the Lord. We are grateful, amen, to come and share with you the word of God. We are excited, amen, and we are thankful. God is an awesome God. Amen, glory to God. And we are thankful, amen, for every opportunity, amen, to share, amen, and what God is doing in this season, amen. And I'm thankful today and glad to be here today because of God, amen, deserve to be glorified, amen. And we want to lift him up and give him praise because he's truly worthy to be glorified, amen, hallelujah. I'm glad today, hallelujah, that Jesus is the Lord, hallelujah. I'm glad today to know, amen, that amen, God is still in charge of our lives. Amen. I'm glad today for the man of God. Thank God for PNN and Network. We're grateful today, amen, for them. We're praying always, amen, for the PNN Network. Amen. All the advisors, amen, amen, Bradley, to all of those, amen, associated with the PNN Network. We're glad to be here tonight and we're excited. Amen, amen, what God is doing, amen, and we are moving into a shifting, amen, glory to God, and we're glad to know that God, amen, is going to be glorified, amen, and I'm excited, amen, about the things that he is doing, and amen, I want to share, amen, amen, a word of prayer, we're going to a word of prayer, glory to God, and we're going to hear the word of God, but I'm just excited, amen, and glory to God, that God is, amen, is doing what he said he would do, amen, he, amen, will be glorified, amen, and I'm thankful, amen, for the opportunity, amen, to share the word of God today, amen, so let's go in a word of prayer, glory to God, and then we're going to get ready to go into the word of God. We are thankful today, amen, I'm here to give praises to our almighty God. We're thankful for Jesus, the very Christ, the Son of God, and we just want to lift up the prayer right now. Father, we come in the name of Jesus the Christ. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for being who you are in our lives, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving mightily upon your people's hearts, oh God, to help us, oh God, in all our getting to get an understanding. We just pray right now, Lord God, that you will give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I just pray right now, Lord God, you will open our ears that we may hear. Help us to be able to receive that which you have prepared for us. I thank you, oh God, for all that PNN Network is doing, amen, to reach people everywhere. We thank you, oh God, that you are moving by your Spirit to cause all things to work together for their good. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you are being glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified in the midst of us this day. It's all about you, God. And help us to receive, help us to walk therein, help us to trust you according to your word. Father, we thank you for what you're about to do. Amen. Help us in all our getting a good understanding. We just pray it in the name of Jesus, the very Christ, the very Son of God. We thank you today, and we give it praise for what you're about to declare. I'm excited, God, that you are working in the midst, in the lives of your people, God, causing them to know that you're still sitting on the throne. And that everything is going to work just the way you ordained it to be. Amen. And we give you praise for it in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. We are grateful tonight, amen, to be here. And we're thankful that, amen, for the opportunity to share the word of God. And we're excited about what God is doing in the spirit realm, amen, as well as in the natural. Amen. And I'm glad to know, amen, that the word of God is truth. Amen. And we just need to walk in the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. We're thankful for that. Amen. So get your Bibles if you will. Amen. Go with me in the book of Acts. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Acts. Amen. Glory to God. The 27th chapter. Amen. Glory to God of the book of Acts. Amen. And we are excited. We glory to God that God is moving by his Spirit. Amen. And we know, amen, that we're living in, amen, in tough times right now. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, amen, God is being glorified. Amen. No matter what you're going through in your life, in your family, in your home, glory to God. Amen. God is being glorified. The children of Israel was in captivity, in bondage, amen, for over 400 years, amen. They had tough times. Glory to God. If God, amen, got the glory. Even though you're going through in your family, going through in your home, going through on your job, going through in your physical health, glory to God. I got good news for you tonight, glory to God, that God is going to be glorified. He created us to bring glory to himself. Amen. And I'm glad about it. I'm excited, amen, that God, at the end of every day, going to be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. So go with me to Acts chapter 27. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we'll go into the word of God today just to help you to build your faith and to trust God. Amen. Because he is, amen, trustworthy. Amen. He's a covenant-keeping God. Amen. He's a God that you can depend on. He's a God that you can trust and lean on. Amen. He's a God, amen, that you can, amen, know that whatever he says he will do, amen, he will do it. Amen. Glory. And I'm glad to know the word of God is truth. Amen. And we can stand on the word of God. Amen. Acts chapter 27. Amen. We're going to start reading. Amen. Amen. The 21st verse. Amen. In your Bible, if you have it, glory to God. Amen. And we know, amen, glory to God, Acts 27:21. It said, but after a long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. 22nd verse says, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Amen. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you. Amen. But of the ship. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Even in the word of God, we see, amen, that Paul had warned, amen, 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 the sailors not to go out, amen, not to get on the ship, not to go, amen, in the midst of what was going on. But they didn't pay Paul much attention, amen, because he was a prisoner himself, amen, glory to God, amen. So he listened to the other sailors rather than the man of God, amen. But he told them that they should not, amen, sail at that time, glory to God, amen. But the good news is, amen, that amen, they didn't pay Paul no attention, amen, because he was a prisoner, amen, not just a man, but a prisoner under God, amen, glory to God. And the good news about Paul is, amen, that God had already predicted, God had already spoken, amen, that Paul would be able to stand before Caesar, glory to God. And the good news is, amen, Paul was trying to warn them, amen, because they couldn't see how Paul would know such a thing. Amen. But Paul was connected to God. I got good news for you tonight. Glory to God, that if you're connected to God, glory to God, even though you ain't a sailor by trade, the good news is God will give you supernatural wisdom, supernatural revelation, supernatural understanding. Oh, my God, supernatural discernment about what needs to be done and what not to be done. But good news is, amen, amen, that Paul stood up in the midst of them and said, sir, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and have to gain this harm and loss. And twist that word, and now I exhort you to be good of a good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but the ship. Glory to God. I'm glad to know tonight, hallelujah, and Paul stood up and told them and exhorted them, amen, to be of good cheer, amen, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. Glory to God. It's good to have the man of God in the midst. Glory to God, because of the man of God. Glory to God. All the sailors, all the men on the ship, amen, lives will be reserved as a result, amen, of the Apostle Paul. Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad tonight to know, amen, amen, that the Bible said that none, any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me, Paul said, this night an angel of God, whom I am, oh my God, whose I am and whom I serve. I'm going to tell you, it's good, amen, to know who God is. It's good, amen, to be serving the living God. I'm here to tell you, when things get rough, amen, Amen. God is present. Is that right? Come on, saints. The reality is, no matter what happens in life, in your life, glory to God, in the midst, amen, of a hurricane, amen, in the midst of trouble, amen, in the midst of chaos, I'm here to tell you, it's good to have the Lord on your side. I'm here to tell you, Paul, amen, was visited by an angel of the Lord of God, whose I am, he said, and whom I serve, the Bible said, amen, saying, fear not. Paul, amen, thou must be brought before Caesar, amen, and lo, God had given thee all them that sail with thee. I got good news to share with you tonight, glory to God, amen, that Paul let the people know, amen, that by that night, the Bible said, he said, this night, amen, the angel of God appeared, whom I am and whom I serve, amen. I'm glad to know the good news tonight, amen, that in the midst of chaos, the Lord Jesus is present. In the midst of turmoil, amen, the Lord Jesus is present. In the midst of things that you don't understand, the Lord is present. In the midst, amen, of the bad reports, the Lord is present. Come on, saints. He promised Paul, amen, as the angel of God spoke to him and said, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. I'm going to tell you, God has a plan for your life. Glory to God. Amen. And what God has spoken concerning you. Hallelujah. There is not a hurricane. There is not a storm. There's not a bad report that you could go through in your life. Amen. That will alter the very purpose of God. That God promised him. God promised Paul that you must be brought before Caesar. I'm here to tell you, it looked bad. It looked rough. Amen. At times, even the wind was blowing. The storm was raging. Good news. But God had made a promise unto Paul that he must be brought before Caesar. Amen. And lo, God had given thee all of them that sail with thee. Ain't that good news, saint? Glory to God. That even Paul himself, amen, not only Paul, but all of them that were with Paul that were sailing, glory to God, that God would preserve them. Hallelujah. I got good news for you tonight that God's word is still true today. Glory to God that what Paul was doing, amen, and walking in the purpose of God and going where God had purposed for him to go, glory to God, there was a hurricane. I'm here to tell you, there was a storm. Glory to God. But the good news is that God was right there. God was in the presence, oh my God, of the living Paul. I'm here to tell you, it looked bad sometimes for you, glory to God. It looked tough sometimes for you, glory to God. But the Lord Jesus himself is in the midst. Glory to God. I'm glad today to know that the storms of life may rage in your life. The trouble may come up in your life. The bad reports may come. Sickness may come. But I got good news for you tonight. Glory to God that he told Paul, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. Come on, that lets you know good news tonight that even though you're in a storm, you must be brought before the one that God has said. You shall be where God told you to be and go where God say you go. In the midst of the storm, I'm going to tell you, the storm is designed to destroy you. Oh, glory to God, but it's to give glory unto God. Hallelujah. Come on, saint. They look at Paul, amen, as just a prisoner. They looked at him as just one that was a servant. But the good news is they didn't recognize he was a man of God. They didn't recognize that he, oh my God, that he was standing in the presence of the living God. And I'm glad to let you know tonight, glory to God, that he's told he must be brought before Caesar. Lord God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. I'm going to tell you, I'll be glad tonight. Hallelujah. In the midst of the storm, my God, my God. For I believe God, the Bible declares. Or Paul said, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. I got anybody out here tonight that believe God. Paul said, in the midst of a hurricane that's breaking the ship to pieces, glory to God, even in the midst of the storm and the rain, I heard Paul say, glory to God, he said, for I believe God. How many out there tonight believe God? In the midst of the hurricane, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the pandemic, God is still God. Is anybody tonight believe God? I got good news for you tonight. Whatever you're going through, sickness in your body, believe God. Come on, a pandemic, believe God. The bad report, believe God.
God. Come on, saints. If Paul, amen, in the midst of all he's been through, he still believed God. And I want to encourage you tonight, glory to God, that you ought to believe God. Don't matter what the trouble you're going through in your life. Don't matter what the bad report come in your life. Don't matter how many things in your life that happen in your life. Boy, the Paul said, I believe God. My subject tonight, for I believe God. Anybody tonight, believe God. It's time for us. In the midst, oh, my God, of storms in your life, you ought to believe God. It's time to believe God. Not just when the sun is shining, but when things are not going well, it's time to believe God. We got to have faith in God. It's time to trust God, the Bible says. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I got good news to share with you tonight. Glory to God. Paul said, for I believe God. Is anybody out there tonight, when you're going through trouble on your job, going through trouble in your sick of your body, going through trouble in your family, going through trouble in your marriage, can you believe God? I got good news for you tonight. It's time to believe God in the midst of all you're going through. It's time to believe God when you can't see your way. It's time to believe God. Glory to God, when things are not working the way you think they should. Just believe God. Paul said, for I believe God. That is, the Bible says that it shall be even as it was told me. Paul believed what God said to him. Anybody that ever believed God, what God told you, God promised you something. God told you, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Do you believe God tonight? You believe that God said you and your household shall be saved? Anybody believe God tonight? You got a bad report. Glory to God. Amen. Do you believe God that by his stripes we were healed? Anybody believe God tonight? It's time for us as believers to be believers. It's time for us to believe God when things are not going well, when sickness in our body, when we came through bad reports, when things are not going the way we feel. We got to learn how to believe. Paul said, I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told to me. I'm going to tell you, Paul believed if God said it, it's good enough for me. Anybody out there that I believe, if God said it, good enough for me. I believe God. I believe God that I'm going to come through the storm. I believe God that I'm going to be raised up. I believe God I'll be healed. Oh, glory to God. Anybody believe God that God going to save your lost loved ones? Anybody believe God tonight? Paul said, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. And I'm glad to know tonight, glory to God, that somebody out there need to believe God. Believe God again. It's time to believe God that he's a God. The same God that allowed Peter to walk on the water, as the same God that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. You ought to believe God. I'm going to tell you, come on, saints, whatever you're going through in your life right now, it's time to believe God. God has purpose. Oh, glory to God, that Paul must be brought before Caesar. It don't matter what storm come in your life, it's going to keep you from your purpose. It don't matter what come in your life, it's going to keep you from walking in the things of God. I've got good news to share with you on tonight, that God said thus must be brought before Caesar. I don't care what's happening. I don't care what's going on in your life right now. I got good news to share with you. What God purposed for you, what God spoke concerning you, it shall come to pass. And I got good news to share with you. I believe God. Is anybody out there that believe God tonight? Anybody believe God tonight? No matter what's going on in your life, in your family, in your home, oh God, on your job, it don't matter. Come on, you got to believe God. It's time to believe God. It's time to act like we believe God. It's time for us to trust him and his word. I'm going to tell you, it must be. Amen. Paul said, I believe it because he said it. I believe it because it's going to be even as it was told to me. That means every detail of what he said is going to be just what he said. I'm glad to know tonight, glory to God, that what he said is going to be just like that. And I got good news to share with you, some of you tonight, glory to God. If you read the Bible, amen, Acts 27, verse 44, it says, watch this now, and the rest, some on board and some on broken pieces of the ship. Watch this now. And so it came to pass. Somebody shout, it came to pass. What God said came to pass. Ain't that good news tonight, that God's word will not return to him void? It shall accomplish what he sent it out to do. You can trust God. Oh, my God. You can believe God. Oh, my God. And it came to pass that they escaped all oh, my God, safe to the land. I'm going to tell you, Paul stood up and declared, amen, unto the people, amen, not none will be lost but the ship. I'm going to tell you, in the 40th verse, let us know, and it came to pass that they escaped all. I'm going to tell you, all were saved. I'm going to tell you, all came through the hurricane. My. You telling me God can preserve and do what he said? Yes, I believe he'll do everything he said. God is a God. Oh, God is not a man, he shall lie, or the son of man, he shall repent. If God declared it, he's able to bring it to pass. I'm going to tell you, it came to pass, saints. It came to pass, saints. It came to pass, saints. As he said it, so it was. Amen. That they escaped all safe to the land. Ain't y'all glad tonight that God can be trusted? Ain't you glad tonight that you ought to believe God? Ain't you glad tonight that what God said he was able to do, he going to do just what he said? Come on, saints. Don't you read your Bible. Amen. Paul did stand before Caesar. Why? Because God said, oh, my God, that he would stand before Caesar. Nothing between there and Caesar was going to stop Paul from fulfilling his purpose. What God had said concerning him. I got good news to share with you tonight. That what God has spoken concerning you, God is not a liar. Whatever God said to you, he was able to do it. He's able to bring that thing to pass. Ain't you glad to trust God tonight? Oh, Paul said, for I believe God. Anybody out there tonight in PNN Network that listens to us right now, anybody believe God? Come on, saint. There's nothing too hard for our God. I'm going to tell you, Paul, I believe God that it shall be. Even as it was told me. And you ought to be glad tonight that what God said, not what just man said, but what God said to him, it came to pass. Ain't that good news tonight? I got to share something with you tonight. Amen. Listen, saints, they came through 14 days of a hurricane and survived. Do y'all hear me? I'm talking about 14 days of bad hurricane. I'm talking about 14 days of trouble. But 14 days, amen, of bad weather. But good news tonight, glory to God, that God is a keeper. God is able to preserve. God is able to hold fast. God is able to do what he said through his word. I mean, 14 days of bad hurricane weather, I'm talking about, but they survived. Ain't that good news? Glory to God. Acts chapter 28, glory to God. Get your Bible, amen. Let's read, amen, back to 28, verse 1. And it says, and when they were escaped, oh, my God, then they knew that the island was called Malta. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, everyone. Why? Because of the present rain and because of the cold. I'm going to tell you, come on, saints. You may be having a rough day. You may have rough times. Paul had just got through coming, oh, my God, from a broken ship. Oh, my God, drenched with water. Oh, my God, on a cold island, glory to God. But God got barbarous people. I'm here to tell you, God got barbarous people, amen, that showed us no little kind, but a whole lot of kind. Isn't that good news, saints? Not only God preserve you, but God got people in place to take care of you. Ain't that good news? It's good news to let you know, amen, glory to God, to walk in the purpose of God, walk in the will of God, do what God told you to do. I'm here to tell you, not only you, but us will benefit as well. And I'm going to tell you, the Bible said that when they came out, the water escaped. Oh, mind the hurricane. They escaped the hurricane. Wet, drenched down. I'm going to tell you, cold. Oh, my. But the Bible said, and the barbaric people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire. Man, we was cold, and they kindled the fire. They received us, every one of us, because of the present rain. And because of the cold. Ain't that good news? God got people in place to take care of his. God got people in place to do what's right. I'm telling you right now, glory to God, it's good that I believe God. I tell you, now the storm and the rain, I believe God. Trouble, I believe God. Hurricane, I believe God. Pandemic, I believe God. Sickness, I believe God. Paul said, for I believe God. Is anybody out there believe God tonight? Anybody believe the word of God? Me, anybody out to believe that God will take his own. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible said the third verse, and when Paul had gathered, oh, my God, the man of God, he out there gathering stick. Do you realize, amen, glory to God, that being a leader, my God, my God. My. Being a leader, oh, glory to God. He went out and gathered. Now, mind you, they kindled a fire. They fit a fire for them. But Paul himself said, oh, I'm going to go and get some bullet or stick myself. I'm going to get, hey, I'm a servant. I'm going to go and serve myself. I'm going to go and do something that helps the people as well. Come on, saints. And Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire. Ain't that good news? Come on, saints. The man of God went to serve. Even though they were serving him, he started serving the people. Is that good news? Glory to God. And the Bible said, and laid them on the fire. There came a viper out of the heat, the Bible said, and fastened it on his hand. Ain't that good news, saints? That God is a God of preservers. God can keep his people. Glory to God. The Bible is in the 14 days in bad weather, hurricane weather, I'm going to say bad weather, storm and rain. And now, glory to God, here goes this venomous serpent, glory to God, that bit Paul, the Bible says, aiding in the Bible, out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Do you hear what I'm saying? That woman hit, now you don't know what you're going through, but Paul done went through an old hurricane. He been in the ocean swimming, wet, rain, and cold, but God preserved him. Here he is, going to get sticks for the fire, glory to God, and a venomous, poisonous snake, bit him on the hand, the Bible says, and when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. What they believed was that he was getting punished for his sin. They thought that Paul was a wicked man. They thought Paul was a man that was not of God. They thought Paul was being punished for his sin. But the good news, saint, glory to God, the Bible said very clearly, watch this now, watch this now, the Bible said, whom thou thought he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. And the Bible said, and he shook off the beast into the fire. I got good news for you, the saints. When God done told you what he gonna do through your life, when God has told you what he purpose for you, you just believe God. It don't matter what you're coming through in your life. It may have some good times and the bad times, but you got to believe God. Paul wasn't focused on the storm. Paul wasn't focused on the venomous serpent. He wasn't focused on none of that. He was focused on the word of God. Is anybody out there tonight is focused on the word of God? Is anybody out there tonight that focused on what God has told them and just believe God's word? Come on, saints. The Bible said he shook it off. We got to shake some stuff off, saints. He shook off the beast into the fire. Oh, my God. Some of us need to shake off those things that had you down. Shake off those things that have been hindering you. Shake off the pressure. Shake off the lack. Shake off the sickness and disease. Shake off the infirmity. Shake it off, saints, and believe God. Come arise and arise and shine, for the light has already come. It's time to shake off this beast. Shake off that thing that's trying to hinder you. Shake off that thing that's trying to stop you from doing the will of God. Come on, saints. The Bible says he shook off the beast into the fire, and the Bible says, and felt no harm. Ain't that good news tonight? He done been through a bad hurricane. Now he done went through a venomous serpent that bit poisonous. Come on, saints. But come on, God will with him. Come on, he believed God. Watch this now. The sixth verse is, how be they look when they should. He should have fallen or fallen down dead suddenly. But somebody shout but out there. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their mind. I got good news for you, saints. Don't focus on your circumstances. Focus on what God done told you. Don't focus on what you've been through. Focus on who God is. Don't focus on what you're going through in your life, in your home. But focus on the word of God. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a double-edged sword. You can stand on the word of God. I'm going to tell you, Paul got a word from the Lord, and he believed God. Come on, saints. He still was attacked, but he believed God. Come on, saints. He still went through trouble, but he believed God. Come on, saints. And even the people, oh God, that were watching him, waiting for him, before accused him, to be a murderer, watch this now, and waiting for him to fall down dead suddenly, the Bible Bible says, but as they had looked a great while, waiting any moment now, he going to be dead. Any minute now, I done saw this snake and his servant bite many people. They swole up and they fall dead. But there's something going on with this man right here. This man is not dead. This man, amen, not giving thought to what's happened to him. The Bible said he felt no harm. Do you hear that, glory? He felt no, he was bit. Come on, saints. The varmint was stuffing him. Amen. The Bible said it was fastened on his hand, but he felt no harm. Ain't that good news, saints? Come on, is anybody out there tonight? Even though you got a bad report, you ought to feel no harm. It don't matter what you're going through, you ought not feel no harm. Somebody shout, I believe God tonight. I believe God, I believe the report of the Lord Jesus that what he said concerning me, it shall come to pass. And I got good news to share with you tonight, that if you are weary in well-doing, don't faint, don't give up, don't throw in the towel. God is a very present helper in your time. He's now the even in your mouth and in your heart. You ought to be glad today that he never leave you. Emmanuel, God is with us. Ain't you glad God with you right now? Through the storm, through the rain, amen, through the trouble, through the sickness, he's right there. Glory to God. I'm glad today. I got good news to share with you out there tonight. I believe God. Do anybody believe God tonight? So you're going through trouble, just believe God. When you're going through a hurricane in your life, believe God. When you got venomous, oh my God, evil all around, just believe God. Come on, saints, believe God on your job when they're trying to do you wrong. Believe God when people are trying to do everything against you. Believe God that God is going to take care of it all. And I got good news to share with you tonight. And you need to be read the word of God for yourself. The Bible said very clearly, they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him. They looked, oh my God. Somebody going to say, man, how did you make it through that? Sister, how you make it through that storm? I watched you go through, but how did you make it through what you went through? Somebody say, I believe God. How you get through all those attacks that's going on against you, I believe God. How do you make it through, oh God, all the trouble you've been going through in your life, in your family? I believe God. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. If God declared it, he'll bring it to pass. Ain't you glad tonight that God will do what he said? Ain't you glad tonight that God promises? Oh, is yea and amen. Ain't you glad tonight to know, amen, that what God has said, he will do? Glory to God, and I'm glad tonight. I'm excited tonight. That though I go through the storm, I ain't going through by myself. I may go through sickness sometimes, but God is with me. It don't matter what trouble I get in. Glory to God, he's a very present help in trouble, and I'm glad tonight. And Paul said it very well for all of us tonight. I believe God, and we just got to believe God tonight. We got to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways that we acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. It's time for us to believe God. If God, come on now, if Paul believed God through a hurricane, if God believed, oh my, if Paul believed God through, oh, a venomous attack, oh God, oh, that could have killed him, he still believed God. Do you hear me? God took care of them. God took care of them through barbarous, amen, ooh, a people, amen, glory to God, that made sure they was taken care of. Ain't that good news tonight? Ain't you know it's time to believe God? It's time to have faith in God. As the word declared, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, amen, the evidence of things not seen. Ain't you glad tonight, amen, that we just gonna trust God? We just believe God. Come on, saints. We ain't got to understand everything. We ain't got to know everything. We just trust God. We are believers. Glory to God. And we got to learn how to trust in the Lord. And it's time tonight, out there on PNN Network, I came to bring good news to you. I know you've been going through this week. I know it's chaos all over this world right now. But I guess what I got good news to share with you. We believe God. I believe God is still sitting high and looking low. I believe God is still in charge. I believe God, amen, can speak to the wind and say, peace be still, and it's going to be still. Why? Because he's God. Come on, saints. It's time for us tonight to believe God in the midst of your trouble, in the midst of your going through, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of death. We still believe God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you for being so good to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ought to be excited tonight that God is a God that you can trust in. Oh, you can lean on. Glory to God. Whatever he said to Paul, he did just what he said. Ain't you glad tonight? He's a promise keeper. I'm going to tell you, we can stand on the word of God because God's word is the truth. It's good news for you tonight. As I get ready to close this word tonight, I want you to believe God tonight. I want you to put your faith in God. If you don't believe God, come on, saints. Your faith is tested in the midst of the storm. Will you believe God when the things are not going well? Will you believe God when the doctor gave you a bad report? Will you believe God when you can't see your way? Will you believe God when you don't have food in your refrigerator? It's time to believe God. I got good news for you, saints. God allowed a people, glory to God, to take care of Paul and them. I'm going to tell you, he had a man, he had people in place that when they got out the ocean swimming to land, somebody was already ready to build a fire. Somebody already ready to make sure they were taken care of. Somebody was already ready. Come on, saints. God knows exactly what he's doing. Don't see just a storm, but see what God is doing in the midst of your storm. Can you see the hand of God in the midst of it? Can you see God preserving them in the storm? Can you see God moving in the midst when they got on land, that fire was being made for them? Come on, out of the cold, out of the rain. Can you see God moving on behalf of Paul and all the men with him? Ain't God good God? Ain't God a good God tonight? Don't you realize that even when you're going through trouble and trouble and trouble, God is still a good God to trust? And I got good news to share with you tonight in my closing. Somebody out there right now, somebody out there need to believe God. Yeah, it told me, how can you believe God in the midst of a storm? Easy. He's still God. The same God yesterday and today and forever. I'm here to tell you, he changes not. And you can trust him every single time. It's time for us to believe God. And it's time to trust in him. And I got good news. Come on, saints. Mark 16:18 said, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Ain't that good news, saints? Ain't that good news, saints? Do you see what those people did? Glory to God for the man of God and those people with him. Can you see God moving because they were kind to them? Watch what the Bible says in the 8th verse. Oh, God, Acts 28:8, it said, and it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in, and what he did, and he prayed. Do y'all hear that? Come on, they was good to Paul and them. Oh, my. And here goes, amen, this father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in. Do y'all hear what God has said? Even when you're going through, somebody needs your help. Even when you don't see your way, God got way, a door open to use you to bring glory to him. I'm here to tell you, Paul said, to whom Paul entered in and prayed, oh my God, and laid his hand on him and healed him. Ain't that good news, saints? While you're complaining about what you're going through, God opened the door, an opportunity for God to use you in the lives of the people. I'm telling you, saints, it's time to look in the mirror. It's time to believe God. It's time to trust in him. I came to let you know tonight, Paul said, I believe God. And I'm going to tell you, I'm in agreement with Paul tonight. I just believe God. I don't know sometimes, but I believe God. I can't see it sometimes, but I believe God. And that's all I need to know today. I just need to believe God. Please, saints, it's time for us to believe the report of the Lord. It's time for us to stay on the word of God. It's time for us to believe God. Come on, saints. You're going to believe the doctrine doctor. Come on, saints, you don't believe the reports of everybody else. It's bad, saints, when we believe everybody but God. But it's time for us to trust in Him. And I came to tell you the good news tonight. You don't go through storms, as the Bible says. As Jesus said, much as I suffered in my flesh, arm yourself likewise. You as a believer, you're going to go through some trouble sometime. Yes, you're going to go a little sickness in your body sometimes, but God is with you. Glory to God. And through these texts, through His word, glory to God, it's shown, it's proven that God had not left Paul. And I'm glad to let you know tonight the good news. Somebody in here tonight need to hear God. Somebody need to walk in the word of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout glory in the house tonight. The good news is God is being glorified in the midst, oh God, of a bad situation. Do you realize tonight there's a setup from God? Do you realize that God set everything up, glory to God, just to give Himself glory? Don't you realize, glory to God, while you're going through somebody, going through worse than you, and you ought to be ready to believe God. Come on, saints. Paul entered in when he found the man with sickle fever and a blood flux. Glory to God. He died right on. He wasn't thinking about just his own condition. He wasn't thinking about his own situation. He was thinking about God. It's time for us to believe God. It's time for us to walk in truth. It's time for me and you to believe God. I came to tell you tonight, whatever you're going through in your life, it's time to believe God. If you don't know Christ and pardon your sins, it's time for you to believe God. If you're not saved tonight, it's time for you to give your life to Christ. If you're not born again, it's time of the water and of the Spirit, it's time to be born again. So I'm giving you, amen, this, amen, plea, that if you're not born again, you're not saved, it's time to do it tonight. It's time to give your life to Christ. It's time, amen, to turn away from the world and turn yourself to God. It is time. Let's do it now. It is time for us to walk in the truth of the word of God. Is anybody tonight that's going to believe God? You're in a bad situation. You're in a bad marriage. You're in a bad abusive situation. You're in a bad, amen relationship. Will you believe God tonight that if you'll give your life to Christ, He can turn everything around? He can heal your body. He can heal your spirit. He can heal your soul. But first of all, we need to come clean. Come to God and say, God, I'm sorry. I've sinned against you, and I want to give my life to you. I need to be saved. I need to be born again. And He's waiting at you right now. If you'll hit star 6 tonight, He will accept you into the kingdom. Yes, we have to repent. Repent of the sins we committed against God. And tell God it was me. It wasn't my neighbor, it wasn't my sister, it wasn't my brother, it was me. I'm the one. I need to be forgiven. I need to be forgiven. I need to be healed. I need to be delivered. I need to be set free. This is your night to do it tonight. Will you give your life to Christ? Will you be born again of the water and the Spirit? It starts with godly sorrow. It starts with repentance. It starts with you turning your life over to God. God will fix it for you. He'll use your life to bring glory to Him. Would that be one tonight? Amen. Hit star 6. Come on over on the broadcast side. We will be glad to lead you to Christ. Amen. And as the subject tonight was very clear, I believe God. I believe, God, that you can come out of darkness into the light. I believe, God, that you're going to be saved tonight. I believe, God, that you can be healed tonight. I believe, God, that He will take care of His own. There'll be one tonight. His star 6, and we'll be glad to lead you into Christ. And you'll be born of the water of the Spirit. God will save your soul and write your name in heaven. Would there be anyone tonight? Star 6, come on the broadcast side, and we'll be glad to pray with you and lead you unto Christ. If you believe God tonight, no matter what you're going through, He's able to heal you, restore you, and bring you back into the fold. The backsliders tonight, to anyone that walked away from God, this is your opportunity to give your life back to Christ. Turn around and come back. Repent and come back. And He'll receive you unto Himself.
Will that be anyone tonight? Star 6. And we will glad to pray with you, amen, and lead you into Christ. Will that be anyone tonight that want to be saved, that want to be delivered, want to be set free, want to be made whole? God is ready to do it. If thou can believe, all things are possible. Amen. So hit star 6. There be anyone, amen, come on over on the platform side. We'll be glad to pray with you, amen, lead you unto Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe God. I believe God. Glory to God.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Also, we would like to say to our radio listeners, you can call in, amen, for your prayer request. Amen. 339-209-6891. You can call in for your prayer, amen, request of salvation at this time as well. Amen. To our radio listeners. God bless you.
Anyone tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We need in this hour to have Jesus as Lord of our lives. So does anyone out there tonight is not sure about your salvation? It's time to be sure. If you're not sure that your name is written in the Lamb of life, it's time to be sure. But you got to do it tonight. The Bible declares, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. So star 6, there'll be anyone, glory to God, that need to be saved.
Amen. Man of God, I don't see nobody on the platform for salvation. I don't see anyone on the platform for salvation.
Glory to God. There'll be anyone that needs special prayer. Star 6 and come over. Anyone needs special prayer. I just believe God. I believe God for you. I believe God for me. I believe God for this nation. I believe God for the sick. I believe God. God can do anything but fail. Would there be anyone that needs special prayer? Glory to God. There is anyone, star 6.
Amen. I don't see anyone coming to the platform at this time. I don't see anyone coming to the platform at this time.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just want to thank God for this opportunity to come and share God today. Amen. We're grateful, amen, for PNA Network. We're grateful for Vander Valley. We thank God for the man of God as well. Amen. We thank God so much for you all and all that y'all do, amen, to get the word out, amen, to do what God has called to be done in this season. We're grateful. And your faithfulness, amen, to God will not be, amen, not rewarded, amen. So we're grateful for you all. Thank God for PNA Network, amen. We're going to pray for you. Father, we thank you for PNA Network and all of the advisors. Thank God for the visionary. Thank God for all of them that's associated with this network. Father, we pray now that you are blessed indeed. Enlarge their territory. I pray, God, that they believe you, God. Amen. In the midst of a pandemic, they believe you, God, that the word need to go out. Father, we thank you for them. We ask your blessing upon this line. We ask your blessing upon each and every one that's associated with this line. Father, we pray now, Lord God, that you'll cause them always to triumph in everything. Father, we pray, Lord God, quick defeat of all their adversaries. God, every spirit that rises against them, we condemn them in Jesus' name. Through the blood of Jesus, to cover them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for the blood that covers them and keep them. Father, we thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you've said to us tonight. Help us to be encouraged, God. Amen. To believe you. Amen. In the midst of all that we go through, I believe, God. So we are thankful for you. Praise. your glory and praise and thanks to your wonderful name for being who you are in our lives. And we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Giving the platform back to you, my brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Pastor Kenneth Jones. Amen. Saying, I believe God. Amen. And this is a personal thing. Amen. Can't nobody else believe God for you? We can believe God with you, but it comes to the point where you still got to believe God for yourself. Amen. I believe God. Amen. And do you believe God? Amen. Like the scripture has said, amen. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. When you believe God without a shadow of a doubt, amen, all things are possible to him that believe. Amen. We thank God for the word tonight. Amen. Let us know that God is with us in the midst of the storm. God is our refuge and God is our strength, a very present help even in trouble. Amen. We got faith, amen, in God. Amen. No matter what we go through, amen, our faith is what's going to take us through. It's our faith that's going to make us whole. So we praise God for the word of God. People, God, God come to strengthen us tonight. God come to let us know that we don't have to make shipwreck. In the midst of the storm, we do not have to make shipwreck. But, amen, our faith, amen, can bring us out. If we put our trust in the Lord's hand, amen, God will bring us out with, amen, victoriously. So we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. God wants us to believe him. Amen. Regardless of what we're going through, amen, regardless of what's going on in this world, put your trust in Jesus. Amen. Not part of it, not some of it, but put all your trust in the Lord. Amen. Because he, amen, will make everything all right. Amen. So, man of God, we appreciate you tonight. Amen. We thank God for you coming, unveiling yourself. Amen. Declare God's word. And, amen, I found strength and comfort through the word of God. Amen. To know, amen, that I believe God in spite of, amen, what it looks like, in spite of what, amen, this one may say, what that one may say. But what did God say? Amen. That's the final result. It's what God said. Amen. And God said we can do all things through Christ. Amen. Which strengthens us. So we can make it tonight. Amen. With the help of the Lord. Lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Amen. David said, all my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So we thank God for you tonight. We've enjoyed the word. We appreciate you coming. Amen. The people of God. Amen. If you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you can text. Amen. We're going to give you two numbers. Amen. If you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you can text 912-257-3918. Once again, amen, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text 912-257-3918. Or for alternate number, you could text 678-608-7234. Amen. For the backup number, you could text 678-608-7234. Amen. And we will get you a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, as soon as possible, hopefully within the next 24 hours, if not before. Amen. The Lord shall say the same. So we praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God. We appreciate the man of God. Amen. The people of God, amen, want you to know that, amen, Pastor, amen, Kenneth Jones will be back with us on tomorrow night. Amen. Lord's will. On tomorrow night, amen, Pastor Kenneth Jones, amen, will be back, amen, to finish up, amen, declaring what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We want you to tune in. We want you to call back in to hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Amen. Hear, amen, everything, amen, that God has to say to us in this hour. Amen. Because truly there is a word from the Lord. Amen. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need the Lord now. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for the man of God. Amen. Also, amen, we have a couple of announcements that we want to remind you. Amen. Amen. If you'd like to correspond, amen, to the Prayer News Network, amen, you could correspond with us through mail, amen, by writing Prayer News Network, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia. The zip is 31209. Once again, if you would like to correspond with us through mail, amen, you can write us at Prayer News Network, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia, 31297. Amen. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, amen, to be a blessing, Amen. You can Cash App us. Amen. Our Cash App address is $GiftOfPrayer. Amen. Once again, if you like to Cash App this on to the ministry, amen, by using Cash App, you can, amen, sow in by $GiftOfPrayer. Amen. And this will be for the furthering of the ministry and for the furthering of the gospel. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. Also, we have a very important announcement that we want to remind you of. Amen. It was already, amen, stated to us on the other night, but we want to continue to remind you, amen, this coming Saturday, January the 23rd, amen, at 9 p.m., Lord's will, we will have a session, amen, amen, saying, ask the doctor, amen. We will have a session, amen, this Saturday at 9 p.m., January the 23rd, amen, amen, talking about coping with COVID, amen, coping with COVID. Amen. We have a certified doctor, amen, that's going to, amen, be on the platform, amen, in the person of Dr. Colette Lewis, amen, and she's going to come and she's going to educate us on, amen, this COVID and what we can do to, amen, remain safe, amen, what we can do, amen, to continue to cope with this, amen, pandemic going on. And we know that our life is in God's hands, but ain't nothing wrong with getting a little knowledge, amen. Scripture says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. But God wants to open up our understanding, amen, to how to deal with this COVID, amen, situation going on. And praise God, she is a woman of God. She's a saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled believer, amen. And she's been called to do a work spiritually and naturally, amen. So she's coming to our platform this Saturday, amen, to help us, amen, and give us what we need, amen, to make this journey. So we thank God once again for each one of you, for our listeners, even to those, amen, on Radio Blog Talk. We thank God for you listening, tuning in, and we want to invite you back on tomorrow night, amen, at 9 p.m. Amen. Also remember that Pastor Kenneth Jones will be back on tomorrow night, amen, to speak, amen, for us once again. So we just praise God for all things. Continue to keep one another in prayer. Let's pray for Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Let's keep her in prayer that God may evermore bless and use her for his glory. So at this time, we're going to have the last saying and the sanction, the blessing, and the sanction of the Lord, amen, by our speaker of tonight. And then after the blessing of the Lord, we're going to open up the line that we may give our corporate praise together. Amen. Back into your hands, amen, man of God.
Glory to God. We're just grateful tonight. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Bradley, PNN Network. Thank God for all of the advisors. Glory to God. We're just thankful and excited. Amen. God is doing. Amen. God is doing in the midst of trouble, in the midst of storms. Amen. In our lives, we are thankful today that God is still being glorified. Amen. The Bible declares, "Lift up your head, O ye gates; ye be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Amen. So we're glad tonight. Amen. We thank God for each and everyone. Thank God for the man of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Doing a wonderful work for the Lord. We're thankful for him. Amen. Amen. And thank God for everyone associated with the ministry. Amen. We are grateful and we're thankful. Amen. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this PNN network. We ask your blessing upon this line and each and every one that's associated with it, Father God. We ask you to increase it even the more in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace being multiplied to each and every one in the name of Jesus Christ. They've lacked anything. Oh God, that you will give them all that they have need of. Father, we thank you for your power being made manifest, oh God, through this line and through every individual associated with it. Father, we thank you for the increase in favor and the grace that you placed upon them. Father, we give you praise for all that you're doing and all the glory that you are getting in the midst of it all. We thank you for faithful men, oh God. We thank you for them committed themselves to the work of the kingdom. We thank you for it. We ask your blessing for each and every one. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you for all that you're doing. And Father, we pray your grace be increased in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it being done. And we bless you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. 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 Glory to God.
Amen. God bless you. People, God, we're going to open up the lines now, and we may give our corporate praise together. Amen. Let's give God the...
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. God bless you, people, God. And tomorrow night, we'll see you tomorrow night, God willing. Be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Oh,
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.